Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. State lawmakers, Republican side, were troubled Monday as they failed to override any of Governor Daniel Malloy's 7 vetoes from the 2018 session. The closest was the General Assembly came to reversing Malloy was a 103-13 House vote to overturn his veto of legislation blocking governors from using the chief executive's limited budget-cutting powers to reduce school grants, but the Senate vote fell short. All 7 rejected bills were approved by veto-proof House and Senate majorities. After the veto session, there was talk of possibly revisiting some of the bills at a special session later this year to remedy shortcomings and objections that Malloy outlined in his veto messages. Other news we're following today in Tivoli, New York yesterday. New York State Police assisted a barred college student during a crisis situation in Tivoli. At approximately 4:45, troopers were dispatched to the water tower for a suicidal subject. State Police crisis negotiators were then called to the scene, were able to successfully convince the subject to descend the Tivoli water tower. After being safely taken into custody, the subject was transported to Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital by Northern Dutchess paramedics. The State Police were assisted by the following local fire departments. Departments and specialized rescue teams: Tivoli Fire Department, Northern Dutchess Paramedics, Arlington Rope Rescue Team, City of Poughkeepsie Rescue 1, and the LaGrange Fire Department. Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up today at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Now, coming up tomorrow, it's the return of the summer concert series on the Green in Sharon. Coming up tomorrow will be Jukebox Junkies. It runs from 6 to 8 p.m. It's free. More information at sharonparkandrecreation.org. The town of Salisbury has a special town meeting coming up on the 27th. That'll be at Town Hall at 7:30. The 2018 Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan from 7 till 9 p.m. on June 28th with Southern Voice. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise. It's rain or shine. More information at 860-824-4300. You'll find them on Facebook, Sunset Music Series. Coming up June 28th in Kinderhook, Village Square Food Truck Village, featuring 13 food trucks, 4 food tent vendors, 2 craft beer offerings, a wine cocktail maker, Asian, Mexican, Middle Eastern, and West African street food favorites. It's rain or shine from 5 till 9 p.m. On the 29th, the Hillsdale United Methodist Church will hold their annual summer tag sale. It's on Friday and Saturday from 9 till 2 each day. There'll also be a bake sale on Saturday. The church is located at the intersection of Route 22 and 23 in Hillsdale. Town of Great Barrington Summer Concert Series continues on Friday at the gazebo behind Town Hall on Main Street. Free concerts are held, weather permitting, from 5:30 till 7:15 every Friday through the season. This Friday, it's Berkshire Sings, the Sunday Strummers on Uke Ensemble. Also, David Grover and Grover's Gang performs every Saturday at 10 a.m. in July and August. In Stockbridge on the 29th, Chesterwood exhibit opening and gala dinner, opening reception for the 40th anniversary of contemporary sculpture at Chesterwood. It runs from 5:30 until 7 p.m. The Great Attic Classic takes place in Sharon Friday, June 29th from 6 till 8 p.m. Opening night cocktail party, $45 donation in advance, $55 the day of the event. Then on Saturday, June 30th through Sunday, July 1st, an antique tag sale and silent auction, 18 Main Street in Sharon, Connecticut, 860-364-5688 for more information. Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies presenting Replenish, the Virtuous Cycle of Water and Prosperity by Sandra Postel on Friday at 7 p.m., caryinstitute.org. A parade and block party sponsored by the Amenia Fire Company on Friday. Parade through town at 7 p.m. Music by Last Good Bender until 10 p.m. at the Amenia Firehouse grounds on Mechanic Street. Food and beverages for sale and activities for children. June 29th, Annandale on Hudson Bard Summerscape in All the President's Man. Emmy winner and 3-time Tony nominee Martha Plimpton pays tribute to songwriter Amy Mann, dedicating songs to some of her most and least favorite U.S. presidents. It's at 7 p.m. and at 9:30 p.m. The Fireflies are out. You can watch for them on Friday nights in June from 8 until 9:30 at the Limekiln Farm Wildlife Sanctuary on Silver Street in Sheffield. You can learn about fireflies and how to best view or gently catch and release these mystical glowing lights of summer. More information at 413-637-0320. Berkshire Botanical Gardens, a new season-long exhibition, Beautiful Strangers, Artists Discover the Garden. This group show, created by James Solomon, features and includes the work of 10 contemporary artists. The exhibit features sculpture created in various media, including installations in bronze, white pine, granite, and reed. The exhibition is open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through October the 8th. Ninth annual Open Your Eyes Studio Tours on Saturday, June 30th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, July 1st from 10 to 4. 30 artist studios in Cornwall, Goshen, and Warren, Connecticut. Free ticket map packet at openyoureyestour.org or call 860-618-0075. On Saturday, June 30th at 10 a.m., join the Bidwell House Museum for the third history talk of the season to hear Bidwell descendant Russ Taylor discuss the family of William and Gemma Bidwell Partridge. Members of the museum, our $10 donation, suggested donation for other people, are $15. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene County presents a workshop, A World Beyond Gardens, Fine Art Showcase featuring the Master Gardener Volunteers of Columbia and Greene Counties at the Agroforestry Resource Center in Accra from 4 until 8 p.m. on Saturday. In Lenox on June 30th, Shakespeare & Company Gala. This year's event will honor trustee Michael A. Miller for his 25-year dedication to the company. The evening will feature a blending of music and theater from Silk Road Ensemble and Shakespeare & Company actors, plus dinner and dancing at 5:30. Singer-songwriter Bobby Sweet will perform at the Sandersfield Arts Center on Saturday, June 30th at 8 p.m. Tickets $15 and advance reservations are recommended online, sandersfieldartscenter.org. For more than 40 years, the Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park have co-sponsored the annual Independence Day fireworks. The Salisbury Rotary Club collects admission from all guests. The proceeds benefit local scholarships, community gifts, and international service projects. Lime Rock Park continues the tradition of participating as the home of the fireworks this year. Infield and outfield gates open at 6 p.m. All concession stands will be opened. You can bring your own chairs and picnic blankets and enjoy Lime Rock's unique ambiance with the fireworks beginning at about 9 p.m. The rain date is Sunday, July 1st. No personal fireworks and please, no pets. Sunday evening concerts presented by the Cranford Club at the Doughboy Monument, Route 44 and Granite Avenue in North Canaan continue this Sunday with Pat Adesano, Irish, Chet Atkins style. Rain location is at the Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue. It's free for all. More information at 860-406-2667. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakeninn.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 328.09 yesterday, starting off today at 24,252.80. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7532.01 and the S&P 500 at 2717.07. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.